Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on with a message I began yesterday, Fulfilled in God. And I had shared some passages out of Romans, the 7th chapter and 8th chapter, that 8 and 1 says there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. But just before that, Paul is describing the battle, the wrestling that occurs in his soul, because he says, the things I want to do, I don't do. The things I don't want to do, that's what I end up doing. And he is referring to this battle that occurs in the soul of every Christian. It's the part of the sanctification process. We are being taught in the Word of God. We desire to be like the Lord Jesus. His Word shows us, it's a light unto our path, a lamp to our feet. And yet this great man of God was sharing the difficulties that he had. And was he hopeless? He said, I'm wretched. Who's going to deliver me from the body of this death? And he said, I thank God through Jesus Christ. And the answer that he experienced and gave to us, that he penned, it's the same answer, the same victory that is going to be given to us. It's Christ working in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. We can just desire and will to do it, but He has to give us the grace and the strength. As I shared yesterday, many have received the forgiveness of the things which they have done in the past. They have receive salvation. They know that, and they believe that God has forgiven them their sins. But sometimes, because God has the amazing ability to forget those sins, it says that they're put in the sea of forgetfulness, not to be remembered against us. The blood of Jesus is that powerful. But we have to forgive ourselves. God does forgive. Or there can be some that are still struggling with various besetting sins in their lives. God has given us the power to conquer those things which we know are sinful. Let me share a passage from 1 John, that first chapter, verses 5 through 10. This is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not the truth. But, listen to this closely, if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, He is the light of the world, Jesus is, He said, two things occur. We have fellowship one with another, that there's a bond in the Spirit with those who are in the body of Christ. We are members in particular, set as God chooses to place us in the body, and Jesus is the head of that body, the head overall, just like our natural head rules the actions of our body, even the autonomic things that our body is fearfully and amazingly made, but nonetheless, the head is controlling those things. We have fellowship with one another, John is saying, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. What wonderful confidence we have in that. But then he goes on to say, if we say that we have no sin, something happens. We deceive ourselves. We're in deception. And the truth is not in us. Verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, a beautiful promise, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and It refers to the process of sanctification, to becoming like Jesus, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we've not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. So, beloved, God's word is telling us that even if we're still struggling with besetting sins in our lives, things that we're not happy with, things that displease God, does not give him glory, he does forgive us, but he also forgets, and he's given us the power to conquer those things which are sinful. Notice the word that we just shared. He's faithful and just to forgive us. And what does he do? He cleanses us from all unrighteousness. What does it mean to cleanse? It means to free, to separate from dirt, defilement, or guilt, to purge or make clean. Beloved, this is the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Satan attacks our minds all the time. He'll do everything he can to rob us of peace. He feeds thoughts into our minds which are negative, which contradict the Word of God. And these, if we dwell on them, receive them, they rob us of our peace of mind. He attacks our thoughts. He attacks our feelings and will do everything possible to cloud help us to be in a state of deception and being deceived in terms of what we're really doing. We cannot really see ourselves as we are. And that's how we perceive ourselves. Sometimes we're very good at justifying ourselves. Remember Adam and Eve, when the Lord said, "What have you done?" He spoke to Adam and Eve. They had their justification. Well, you know, she made me do it. Eve did. Or the snake made me do it. It is very hard for us, the sin nature, to say, "I've sinned. I've blown it. I've been wrong." And so, if we look at everything only through the five senses, we will never be able to fully comprehend what is the length, the height, the width, and the depth and breadth of God's fullness. John tells us that if we will walk in the light, what is the light? The light of God's presence. Jesus, he'll show us, the Holy Spirit will show us any areas of darkness or sin in our lives. And through Jesus Christ and through the working of the precious Holy Spirit, that darkness can be overcome, it can be removed. And that light we are concerned with is God's Word. His Word, the Spirit of God, reveals his will and his plan for our lives, not just in a general way, for every Christian. You read what, you know, God's standards of righteousness, but also the Spirit of God will reveal those very unique and specific plans he has for your life. He is, you know, in recent years, a personal trainer, people like that, someone who is dedicated to developing their particular potential, helping them overcome the issues they have. Well, we have the best possible personal trainer that anyone could ever have, and that's the blessed Holy Spirit. He customizes our walk with God as we yield to him. And so in order to walk in the light of God and become the person that God wants you to be, first of all, what's the first step? We have to admit we have a problem, right? You and I can't achieve total victory in our lives unless we allow God's Word to show us where we are lacking, where we are falling short. And then the Word of God does that. It shows us. And then the next step is to admit to ourselves what those sins, what those faults, those failings are, and to confess them and ask for God's strength and grace to forsake them. And sometimes through erroneous teaching, Christians are taught that somehow you're instantly perfect when you're saved. Well, that's just not true. You have been instantly forgiven. Your past has been wiped away. You are instantly justified, instantly pardoned. But as when we're saved, I don't care how you might be, you know, 70 years old, you're still a little babe in Christ. And What do little babies do? Well, they learn to crawl, right? Then they learn to walk and then run. And when they first start walking, they're going to fall. They're going to stumble. They haven't learned balance, things like that. Their muscles haven't been strengthened. But it's a process. It's not an instant proposition. And unfortunately, that's why many Christians wind up as spiritual neurotics, if you will, because they've been taught to just believe and, you know, in no time at all, jangle pop, they're an instant success, an instant full-grown Christian. But the battles are only beginning then. They're just in the natural, it's true in the plant world, the animal world, the human species in terms of growth. And I'm just speaking naturally, it is a process. In fact, I've heard it's not until the 20s, I think for women they have they can achieve maturity a little bit sooner, but it's in the 20s before you're really functioning, your mind is fully operational. And so when you're 19, I know I thought I knew just about everything there was to know. There's an arrogance, there's a hubris, which is part of youth. You know, you don't tell me anything. But beloved, we have to understand we're still in the formation process, and that is definitely true spiritually. And so many times when the battles come, when failures are experienced, when problems set in, sometimes these same people, they can't be found, and it's hard to pick up the pieces. So let me say here and now, it's most certainly, it hurts us to face up to our sins and our faults and our failures, but it's necessary. If we're man enough or woman enough, more than that, if we love God enough, we will do it. And so, beloved, my time is getting away and I have to bring the broadcast to a close, but that's the first step, to admit we really need help. That's what Paul did, this great man of God. He said, "Wretched man that I am, who's going to deliver me?" And he said, "I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord." He is the one that sets us free. We can't do it in ourselves. If we would, we'd be all walking around perfect, wouldn't we? But that's not the case. So, beloved, thank God for His grace. Thank you for joining me, for your prayer support. And if you have prayer needs, if you're struggling in certain areas, know that I will personally pray for you and take your request to the Lord in prayer and send back whatever would be a blessing to you. Many have testified how it was just the word they needed to hear. I love you, pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.